Okay, I'm Connie Montgomery, and we're with Carla LePove today, who is an evening degree alum in the social science major. So my first question is, tell me about your decision to return to school and finish your BA in the evening degree. What kinds of considerations were important to you as you were thinking about coming back to school?
Well, the decision was a bit forced upon me. I had been in a career for the 20 years prior and the department was notified that our shop was closing and actually moving offshore. So there I was, facing 40 years old without a college degree. And I knew that I would go back to school, and I also knew that I would pursue a liberal arts degree just because it most closely fit my personality. And, you know, if I was gonna go in any direction, that's the direction that was right for me. The things I had to consider were my employer funded my education, but I had to get a degree in an area that they employed. So while I may have more seriously considered teaching, it wasn't an option in that regard, and that led me into the communication and social sciences majors.
Okay. So what was the experience of returning to get your degree like?
I immediately went into community college. I'm a transfer student. I was a transfer student into the University of Washington evening degree program. But when I went back to community college, it was a bit lax and very part-time. I didn't reduce the amount of travel I was doing or anything like that. So my associate's degree took a long time. And then after I stumbled upon the evening degree program here, which was a godsend, things got real serious real fast, and I was committed to 10 credits a quarter, every quarter, for the duration, which was certainly a big responsibility. I worked full-time throughout, but, you know, the more classes you take, the faster you get done, so there was that advantage. Certainly not to be considered lightly. You know, takes a bit of discipline and sacrifice.
So what was it like to be an evening degree student in terms of classes or the experience of with other students? Can you comment a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I think probably the beauty of the program is the class size, number one, typically 35 students or less, and the life experience of your fellow students is, you know, just certainly different than what you would anticipate in a day program. Maybe average age range might be 30s, mid-30s maybe. So it didn't feel like I was so much the senior in the class. Certainly more, felt more like I was among peers.
So what do you think the value of completing your bachelor's degree was for you?
Well, before I even finished the program, I took a job that required a degree, but he said since I was in my last year of school that I could go ahead and have that esteemed, coveted position. As it turns out, although I loved the position and learned a lot in a short period of time, I'm currently unemployed as of 2 months ago because I was the new kid on the block. So when budget cuts hit, like they're hitting everywhere right now, I was the obvious choice because I was the one with the least amount of experience. So in that regard, you know, I probably could have wrote a little better script for myself, but certainly, I don't wish it didn't happen, and I look forward to, even in looking for new jobs, just the career choices you look at and the options you seriously consider are way increased compared to if I had not finished my schooling. So, you know, I don't think, you're never going to look back and say, boy, I sure wish I wouldn't have got my education.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you changed as a result of your education and degree, in what ways do you think you changed and how you see yourself? Or
I think the single biggest change is how much the skill of critically thinking has rolled over into virtually every aspect of my life, and being able to take a, you know, macro level topic and kind of break it down into its individual parts. Time and again, I remind myself, wow, 4 years ago I wouldn't have even understood the term, let alone been able to execute the concept.
So like a process almost, like learning a process to learn, but also learning the critical thinking. Mm-hmm. You have the capacity to think critically.
And the value of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did you see that when you went back to work in terms of how you...
Well, I never quit working, so I was just in work all the while. But even, in volunteer work, and I'm getting my feet wet in social services a little bit. And, you know, it's the newfound ability to delve into... You know, depending on the topic, background reasons or bottom line kind of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Taking in information and really understanding the concept of, you know, opinions and positions that are different or perhaps opposite of your own often teach you more than kind of staying only receiving information or opinions that are in line with yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You kind of answered this, but I wondered if the meaning of getting your degree is different now that you went into it with the goal of becoming employed, and then with the unemployment, has the meaning changed in any way? And you kind of said you never would regret getting your education, but is there any way that
Certainly
it would have
not.
Changed or?
The one thing I think, it's not that the meaning of my education changed because of the course of events, but I think I probably would have pursued, although again, I was working full-time the duration, I probably would have pursued maybe internships or something, trying to find a way to squeeze that into my already overburdened schedule, mm-hmm. so that I was more ready to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In positions that were in line with my degree.
So that's my next question. Mm-hmm. You were going to talk to someone considering returning to school in these economic times. What advice would you have to offer in general about returning to school? And then I'll follow up with another question about what you just talked about, which was internships. But what kind of advice? I mean, thinking about money and how you're spending your time.
Well, with me being laid off right now, I'm considering going back to school because I figure we don't really know how long this downturn is going to last. And beyond volunteering, which I'm doing as well, you know, what better way to spend your time than to continue to, you know, than to continue educational pursuit. So as far as coming back to school in this time, why not? You know, what?
It sounds like it would be added skills or added something that
would
enrich you.
It's only going to help. Sure,
from what
absolutely.
You're talking about.
Yeah, it's only going to help. And number one, it gives you a sense of purpose, kind of in a little bit of a frustrating time, you know. And it reminds you that there's better days ahead,
mm-hmm.
and you know, prepare for them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be that much further ahead of the game.
Is there anything you think someone considering a return to school should think about that you did not think about? It sounds like internships were one thing.
That's what
that,
it was, internships.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a formal internship, but if it's volunteering or just kind of, you know, exposing yourself to experiences within the field of education that you're pursuing. So, you know, it could be anything from volunteering at the local YMCA or whatever. I became a volunteer with the Department of Social and Health Services. You know, just kind of stuff to expose yourself. And additionally, it gives you more information about whether you're really making a right choice, you know, for the direction that you think you want to pursue. Just information is power.
How did you find managing your time and going through school the first time when you were working for maybe people who might be working, but coming back to school in these times as well? How did you find that?
You know, that's a challenge, and you really have to commit. That's the thing, you have to commit. And don't assume it's going to be without sacrifice, because there's going to be friends and family going on, you know, everything from going on major vacations to a night at the movies that you're not going to be able to fit in. And that, I think, especially for me, there was no room for fooling myself about that. I absolutely had to commit to school first, or I wouldn't have succeeded to the level that I did.
What about people who have been out of school for, I don't know, 15 years? And what about skills, student skills? Did you find yourself having to get up to speed in a certain way? What did you do? What would you advise somebody who's worried that they're not going to perform well? And
I know there's actual workshops and classes for people who are really concerned about that. In my case, I had always, through my whole life, by the way, I had been out of school for 20 years when I returned, and I had always occasionally taken a class or kind of stayed plugged in just because of my personality or curiosity or whatever. So the idea of sitting in a chair wasn't that foreign to me. And it is scary. The one thing is that there's so many resources. That's the thing. If you find yourself in a pinch, everywhere from, you know, advising to tutors to, you know, there's help in the libraries and there's workshops and there's student assistance or whatever. So many different places where, don't wait. If you find yourself, you know, if you're back in school and it presents itself where you're feeling challenged, don't wait for it to naturally get better. Seek out, you know, just ask the professor or ask your advisor or ask somebody, where do I go to get help? And you'll find help. You know, there's so many places. And many of my fellow students said, you know, I had to go meet with this person for help or get together with this study group or whatever. Lots of resources, especially here.
Yeah, and it sounds like you found people willing to help, and so that made it easier.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get that kind of help. That's good. Any other advice that comes to mind, kind of? Talk with somebody who's thinking.
Just from kind of a cheerleading position, you know, don't doubt yourself. If you went so far as to consider it, follow through. Like I say, you'll never regret. The chances are very low that you'll ever say, if only I wouldn't have got my education. A step in the right direction, truly.
I often hear students say, I wish I'd done it sooner.
Of course.
If there's one thing that they say, it's like, I wish I'd done this sooner, with even when they come with all the fears about, can I succeed and all of that, and then
right.
They miss it when it's over a lot.
I'm surprised how much I miss it.
Yeah.
I really am. Of course, I don't miss the weekends cram-packed full of homework, but just being on campus and the you know, stimulating lectures and the passion that the professors bring to it. Yep, I miss it.
Is there anything else you want to share about your educational journey when you think back on it and reflect, any kind of final expected pieces?
No, like I say, I just recommend be brave. I did much better than I expected. You know, certainly compared to my high school experience, the focus was different and the results were different.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.